Our guest at the cafe this morning is Kim Sines, the director of the Emergency Centers, Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, of course, we're just all totally focused on this coronavirus situation. Something I wish I had asked you before when we've talked, and I haven't. Kind of go through the process. If someone thinks, and a friend of mine on Facebook who does not live near here, the other day was on Facebook, said, I'm having these symptoms, and she's asking friends what to do about it. And everyone said, go get checked, and she came back later and said, yeah, it looks like I've got the coronavirus. So if someone has the symptoms, what should they do? What's sort of the process that they go through?
Okay. Well, we can do testing at the emergency center, and then also the local physicians have the ability to order the test. So if you have a private physician, it's always a good idea to check with them and see if they want to do a telemed visit with you and order that test locally. Or if you, and that's for stable symptoms, if you just had a controlled fever, if you had the cough, the body aches, the things like that. If you had more serious symptoms like shortness of breath, chest pain, difficulty breathing, high uncontrolled fevers, that would be the type of patient that we need to see in the emergency department at that time.
Mm-hmm. So maybe the first thing is a call to your doctor?
I would recommend that for minor or controlled symptoms. That would be probably the best route.
And if you don't have a doctor, regular doctor?
If you don't have a regular doctor, there are urgent care centers, and they are able to do the testing as well. And but again, depending on your symptoms, if you have severe symptoms, if you have anything that is difficulty breathing, chest pain, those are certainly things we don't want to delay. So that would be someone who needs to go to the emergency department.
Mm-hmm. And when they come to the door, now you're having kind of you're checking everybody as they come in to the emergency centers and the hospital itself, the big hospital in Greenville. Is that right?
Yes. We have controlled entrances right now, and this is all in the idea to control public safety and keep everyone healthy, because it's a scary time now. You know, everyone's worried about getting out into the public and being exposed. So our plan is we do have a screener at the entrances that screens patients as well as employees. So we go through a screening process ourselves. So they will check you for temperature and ask you a set of questions if you've had any symptoms of COVID or if you've had exposure. So they will go through those and decide at which area that you need to be. In Greenville, they have a different type of plan other than us. In our area in Commerce and Quinlan, we divide you into two different waiting areas. So if you had an exposure, we would put you in one place. And if you were there for just, say, an ankle injury or some kind of non-infectious situation, we would put you in another area. So we call that hot and cold.
I see. We're talking with Kim Sines, the director of the Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan with Hunt Regional. But everybody, even if someone had just... they're not coming because they're sick. They have some other reason for being at the hospital. They're checked out before they come in.
Right. They're asked a series of questions just to make sure, and everyone receives a mask now.
I see.
And so even our service people, if someone is delivering our linen to us, we check their temperature as well.
Gosh.
So we've taken it all very seriously, and we just want to make sure to catch anything that you know, in the early period.
So if someone called and the doctor said, okay, sounds like you might have that, then they would go to not the doctor's office, but they would go to sort of a lab or something where the test would be given.
Right. Different providers have a different setup, so it depends on which location. We have a couple of different providers here in our area, and so they may use a little different process, so they will explain specifically what they do. We can take outpatient orders and collect those here. Some will collect those at their office and then have them sent out to the lab for processing.
Mm-hmm. And you said last time we talked that the results are coming back much quicker than they were at first.
Right. There's a specialty lab in Dallas now that we are processing the critical results. That would be on serious patients or high-risk patients. And those are generally about a 24 to 48 hour, closer to the 24-hour turnaround.
We've heard about some of the newer tests. They're developing different kinds of tests, and do we have access to those in Hunt County?
We, our lab directors are looking into what we could do maybe in-house. We do have the ability to do antibody testing now.
Oh.
So that would be helpful to physicians to see if there had been a previous infection or at what phase you were in, if that was a concern. So we are able to do that. The regular testing, though, is still, you know, it's in high demand. You hear it on the news and testing. So we don't have the ability now, but hopefully, you know, I don't know, maybe in the future that might be something we could have.
So this is still a swab, kind of a, that they put up your nose, how it works?
Yes, it's a nasopharyngeal swab, so it goes through your nose and it has to go to the back of that nasal area. It takes about 20 seconds to collect. It's not terribly painful. It's not unbearable, but it's uncomfortable. And but the staff's been educated and trained on how to do that, and it's certainly not what you necessarily look forward to, but if it's necessary, you're able to get through it.
Kim, we'll talk again soon, okay?
You have a good day.
All right, Kim Sines having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Commerce Equipment. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9.